We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85-plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at Kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.
Well, good morning. We're getting closer to Trick or Treat Night. I'm Tyler Glenn, and this is the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life for this terrific Tuesday. It's Tasted Tuesday. We're going to try a new smoothie concoction today from our friends at Co-ops of West Mend coming up on the show today. Also, we start with some sad news, some long faces around the office today. Jets fans, it was good. It was a good run. The Jets losing to the Leafs last night, but it was a stellar run for the hockey team. That's not the only reason Jets fans are pissed off this morning. A lot of them were tuning it. CBC, Sportsnet, TSN. Where's the game? Where's the game? And there's still a lot ticked off this morning. We'll talk a bit about that. But you know what? We will make it. We will give you a little bit of sugar with your medicine this morning because, Jets fans, we're going to show you what could be the cutest Maple Leaf fan in the history of the Toronto Maple Leafs. I know that seems odd to mention cuteness and the Maple Leafs in the same sentence, but it is possible, and we'll show it to you coming up a little bit later on. There's a Hallmark movie lawsuit brewing. We have been big on the Hallmark cheerleading train because Hallmark movies are a big influx of economic activity into the Manitoba movie scene. And apparently there is a major lawsuit coming against the Hallmark movie chain. And it has to do with the possibility that maybe the actors in the movies are too old. It's an interesting story. We've got the details coming up. Also, a Costco shopper shows off an insane candy haul. She's got so many kids coming Thursday. She had to buy a thousand trick-or-treaters she's ready for. We're going to talk some trick-or-treater numbers. Come on. Does anybody really have 1,000 kids come to their door on Thursday? That's pretty intense. That's pretty insane. That's a lot of kids. We're going to talk a bit about that. Also, a look at your Halloween forecast this morning as we go outside. Once again, starting with a goose egg. Good morning. And your weather and road update is brought to you by westmanshuttle.com. Your first class ride from Brandon to Winnipeg is on westmanshuttle.com. Call 204-730-2333. If you want to go see the losing Jets, if you want to go see the winning Bombers, if you want to go and do some shopping at Polo Park, or maybe a doctor's or dentist appointment, make it westmanshuttle.com. I'm just kidding about the losing Jets. Just means they're human. They had to lose sometime. Thank you so much to those who have entered the I Want Crazy contest. Come on, keep it coming. All you got to do is like this post. But as I said yesterday, guys, please make sure you can use the tickets. It's super important. We'll draw for this on Friday. Hunter Hayes will be live streaming from the Skydancer Casino on Saturday from 4 till 6. We'll have the setup there. If you're going to be down at the Skydancer, stop by. Please say hi. We'll put you on the show. If you're in the area, drop on by. We'll put you on the show. People drop by, they say hi, but they don't come on the show. Murray's, when we did our Murray show, that was the best one. We had fearless guests, people who were not scared of the microphone. And you go running around the casino with the microphone. People are running in the other direction. Please come by, say hi. Better yet, win free tickets to Hunter Hayes. You simply have to like this post. You get a bonus entry if you tag a friend, and then you get another bonus entry if you share a picture. So Jarek is getting 3 entries here. So Jarek tagged Solange and then shared this picture. He likes to get crazy with Solange. They like to get crazy in their Hawaiian shirts. That's a great picture. That is awesome. Jarek, thank you so much. You are entered to win. And again, that grand prize draw is coming up on Friday morning show, the day after Halloween. And the concert is Saturday night at the Skydancer Casino. Tickets still available indoors, obviously, at the Event Center. Great place for a concert. And we'll be live streaming from 4 till 6. Skydancer Casino, water park, games, restaurants, and more. Go to SkydancerCasino.com. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. Before you go, get that oil changed. Get those tires flipped over. You know the snow is coming. Make it Murray's to get your tires changed. Get, again, from summer into the winter mode. They'll store them for you as well. But more importantly, get those fluids checked. Make sure the vehicle is ready for the winter season. Certified Service Express will get it in and out in a flash, show you your filter while you wait. They do good in the community by making a donation to those food banks we were talking about just seconds ago that are in terrible, terrible need. And they make a donation to Bear Clan Helping Hands in Samaritan House every time you get your oil changed at Murray's, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And just a couple days left at Sunrise Credit Union to get some financial support for your special nonprofit initiative. Sunrise Credit Union, the Building Communities Grant Program. Today is Tuesday, Wednesday, 3 days left. Okay, the deadline is the 31st. So if you've got a special initiative going on in the community, they've got 19 locations across southern Manitoba, and they would like to help out. They'd like to help you. So go to this website, sunrisecu.mb.ca. Sunrisecu, as in Sunrise Credit Union, .mb.ca. And then take a look at something called the Building Communities Grant. And this is the fall intake. They'd love to help out. Sunrise Credit Union, an important part of the community and always lending a helping hand. So check them out. Thank you for being sponsors on the show, by the way. To some of the comments last night about Amazon Prime, there was... This is a new thing this season, okay? So some backstory on this. So Amazon Prime has taken over what they call Monday Night Hockey. Now, this is building on top of Monday Night Football. ABC, back in what, the 60s, 70s, wanted to brand the Monday Night game. So Monday Night Football is synonymous with the NFL now. It's been around for so long. And so Prime is like, let's get hockey. Let's have a special day that is just for us. And so let's do Monday Night Hockey. And so, of course, there was a little bit of cash exchange. Maybe it was free. I don't know. Does the NHL really deal with cash? I don't know. Those players, I bet you those hockey players would play for nothing. They'd play for nothing. They're not in it for the money. They're in it for the love of the game. Anyway, so the Jets game was on Prime, and people were not happy about that. Oh, the comments, man, they couldn't find it. The Winnipeg Jets fan group erupted, and then the comments about the game. Are all the games this season going to be on Prime? This is ridiculous. No, just Mondays, Janie. Tony says this is rotten. Betty says this is awful. Chantel said, I felt so bad for Scott Oak talking about his son and addiction, trying to make affordable recovery accessible during the intermission. The sound sounded terrible. Russell says, why isn't the game on satellite? Do we still have satellite? Corey says, I agree. This sucks. We have all these Sportsnet channels, but then they go and put it on Prime. Well, it's all about the do re mi fa so. The do, re, mi, fa, so, it's about the cash. Oh, my wife, God bless her, we do not spend a whole pile of cash on entertainment, but the entertainment budget in our household for my lovely wife goes to the great folks at Rogers, who have it all locked down to get that special ticket where you get every single game from your team, and it's a pretty price, I'll tell you, she pays. Pretty price. They make big money on these games. Jackie says, horrible production. Was like watching a low-budget cable show. I will not watch Prime again. Well, until the Jets are on and you are left with really no choice but to watch them on Prime. But don't you worry, Jets fans. Not only did you have to watch Prime yesterday, not only did you have to watch Prime, and not only did the team lose, and not only did they lose to the Leafs, we're going to make things all better with a Halloween costume and what could be the most adorable Toronto Maple Leafs fan ever. This is Austin Matthews, ladies and gentlemen. Look at this. Austin Matthews trading card. Isn't he adorable?
How does it feel knowing that Austin Matthews has seen your creation here?
Good.
Put it on there so
far. All right. At home, he doesn't stop talking about hockey. He knows more hockey stats than I know. He can name basically the
He's
entire
awesome.
Team.
How many goals did he score last year?
69.
Of course, you got to tweet the player.
Austin Matthews.
I actually worked with a printing company in the town that I live in. I helped them with some of the graphic work, mainly with the background, and then they did the front and back to match it up with the original card.
What's up, Plappy?
Let's go!
NHL reached out really quick, within, I think, less than 24 hours, and they ended up moving it onto all their platforms, and then they sent me the message that Austin Matthews had put it up. To me, it was just surreal. Like, I just couldn't believe that something could happen and turn around that fast.
I walked into his room where he was laying in bed, and he had that exact look on his face, and I can't bring it up without him having the same look on his face, and I said, Austin Matthews shared your post to his Instagram, and this is basically the look that has been glued to him ever since.
Look at that smile. That's the Joseph family of Toronto. Look at that smile. That is a kid that is happy that Austin Matthews recognized him. And that's a cute costume. As we get ready for Halloween on Thursday, what I'd like to know is what is the biggest number you've ever seen, whether it be you or someone in your neighborhood, for the amount of kids that come trick-or-treating? I think for Tracy and I, one year we cracked 200. We had 200 kids, but we're in between 1 and 200. It's 125. Good weather, it could be 180. Bad weather, I think it's around 110, something like that. So we have to prepare at least to have 100 kids. We usually have 100 kids. That is a good number. We certainly get our fill of Halloween. But how many kids would you say you have had as a maximum, or have you seen in somebody else's neighborhood? This woman says that we get around 1,000 trick-or-treaters in my neighborhood. Last year, 12 bags just wasn't enough. We had to buy 15 bags at Costco. This is a picture of her at the Costco with 15 big bags of candy for 1,000 kids. 1,000 kids? Can you say shut the lights off? Shut the lights off. So if you've got enough candy for 1,000 kids, and even if you're spending 25 cents, which I don't think you could, probably about 50 cents, you're looking at a pretty steep Halloween bill there. No wonder some people are not putting out candy this year, not taking part. I guess it really depends on how many kids you have. Yellow Jacket says, the most we had was 110. The average is about 85. So we're the same. If you can prepare for 100, you're good. Because I'm thinking if I prepare for 100 and we start getting over the 100, I'm grabbing, you know, dented soup cans, ripping the label off. You know, surprise. I mean, just trick or treat. And we've got some landscaping rocks I can put in a tiny bag. And they, just to get you across the finish line so you can shut the lights off. Janine says, when Grim Acres was across the street from us, we used to get upwards of 200. And then we shut the lights off after 200. That's 200 is a pretty good amount. That's a lot. Some houses have a limit, says Quentin. Really? Some houses have a limit of 25. Everyone gets one cigarette. Just leave the lighter. That's offensive. And it's wrong. It's offensive that it's only one cigarette. I mean, why are you limiting it to one? I'm offended. To be limited to as many as you could do while you're enjoying the decorations. Or singing Michael Jackson's Thriller while you're pumping. Who had 400 kids, and I'd be like, eh, that's too much for me. I think we would be going to a friend's house on Halloween if we had 400 kids. But 1,000 kids? And I mean, what's that bill going to cost? I wonder if she put the bill. I'd like to know what the price tag is for candy for 1,000 kids. So they purchased 45 pounds of chocolate featuring small packs of M&Ms, Reese's, Milky Way, Twix, 40 pounds of candy, including Starburst, Skittles, Nerds. Oh, my God. It's an 85-pound haul, 85 pounds of sugar to be handed out at Halloween. Oh, my God. I got zero trick-or-treaters last 4 years, one person said. Another one says, same. We live on a cul-de-sac. And once the kids all grew up, no one bothers to come down this road anymore. It's sad. So 1,000 is completely insane. Honestly, there's a point that I'm not going to shell out hundreds of dollars for candy for strangers. This is stupid. Another person says, dang, like why though? I'd turn the lights off after the first 500 kids and save the cash. KDD4380 gets about 80. Be prepared for 100. That is literally Halloween perfection. Because you're kind of hoping that you only get the 80. Then the extra 20, it's for you. It's for you. I hope you get lots of great trick-or-treaters. I hope that you get lots of great costumes. Like that little Toronto Maple Leafs fan who did the Austin Matthews hockey card. Those last-minute trick-or-treats, whether it be candy bars, candy corn, everything you might need to make your home even just a little bit more spooky. Make it Co-ops of Westman. Of course they've got candy. Maybe you are someone who has bought just the right amount of candy and then, at the last minute you're realizing we've run out. We got to run down to the store. We'll run over to your local co-op. They've got all of Halloween's favorite candies at your local Co-ops of Westman. And of course they've got the amazing ingredients to make your Halloween festivities even more spooky, like meatballs that look like eyes. They've got all kinds of wild dips and, of course, snack foods to keep you hydrated and full as you're handing out that all those treats. It's a lot of work. So go to Co-ops of Westman and get those treats. Get ready for Thursday at Heritage Co-op, Pemina Co-op, Twin Valley Co-op, Valley View, Boundary, Nipaw Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op, too. And, of course, we've got Taste It Tuesday coming up. After 8 o'clock this morning, we're going to do a special co-op gold smoothie that's got kale in it. I had my choice. I picked the one I thought I wouldn't like. Kale smoothie from pancakes and sausages on this show. The most beautiful Taste It Tuesday breakfast potential to kale smoothies. We'll see how that goes down coming up after 8. And Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa. They have just announced that in November they have got even more talent coming to be playing at the Buffalo Bar, including Long Shot, November 29th and 30th at the Buffalo Bar. Copper Moon Duo featuring Blair Hordecki and Ashley Olson. That is November the 8th and 9th. Real Jalisser, November the 2nd at Buffalo. That's this weekend at the Buffalo Bar. And Chris Froome on November 22nd and 23rd. It is a hub of activity 12 months of the year, the Elkhorn Resort and Clarso Nordic Spa, from family vacations to entertainment at the Buffalo Bar and, of course, at beautiful Clarso Nordic Spa. Go to elkhornresort.mb.ca and pick out a package that's right for you. The packages are awesome. They're going to save you a whole bunch of cash and give you a nice little theme when you go to visit the Elkhorn Resort and Clarso Nordic Spa. At Leon's Furniture Superstore, you can save the tax for a few more days, just a few more days. Save the tax even on sale prices on select furniture, mattresses, three-piece major appliance packages, and more. Saving the tax means a double-digit percentage savings for you, and maybe you need a new bed, maybe a dining room set. Maybe you're in need of a new recliner because the Jets game just was not very comfortable. Maybe you couldn't even watch the Jets game all that well because the TV's not working properly. Check out the selection at leons.ca, then go in to 3635 Victoria Avenue and save the tax only at Leon's.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Cachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to cachava.com and use code NEWS. That's K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code NEWS.
We're going to make a smoothie today. What kind of smoothie? Well, Co-op Gold has 2 ready-to-go smoothie products that you can use as a quick go-to for breakfast time. Maybe you got company coming over and you want to have some blender fun. This is what the packages look like. And so you guess which one I picked, although you were probably on the show earlier this morning. Which one did I pick to taste today? There's berry banana spinach blend or tropical kale blend. Now, when I first came across these, I thought to myself, oh, I like the tropical part. Kale, I like the berry banana part. But I don't know if I like the spinach part. See, this is a way of getting greens into your diet. So here it is, tropical kale. These are the 2 smoothie brands that you can get at your local co-ops of Westman. Co-op Gold Smoothie. There it is, tropical kale. I hope I don't blow the breaker. Okay, green. Oh, I turned into Kermit the Frog. Oh, okay, here we go. This is a tropical kale. It's not awful. It is, it tastes healthy. And it's, it tastes like fruit and kale. You can taste the kale a little bit in here, even though I've got a lot of yogurt. It is a fruity way to get your vegetables. So there you go. Comes already packaged up for you. You just dump it in the blender with a little bit of yogurt and off you go. Mm-hmm. Would I rather have a kale salad or this? This, definitely. Because it's got some sweetness of the fruit in it, right? Co-op Gold. You're at home here at your local co-ops of Westman Heritage Co-op, Pemina Consumers Co-op, Twin Valley Co-op, Valley View Co-op, Boundary Co-op, Nipaw Gladstone Co-op, and Haviota Co-op, too. Well, everybody has calmed down now after the Jets loss, and we all loved the Austin Matthews Toronto Maple Leafs hockey card. But you can get real hockey cards at Tim Hortons. $1.50 with the purchase of a beverage at your favorite Tim Hortons store in southwestern Manitoba. There are 10. They've got a couple of big trading card nights coming up. I want to let you know about that. 2 for Brandon. And 2 for Dauphin. They'll take place on November the 7th and 14th, 6 to 8 p.m. They've got free samples, free draws, giveaways, special guests, and more. So put that in your phone, November 7th and November 14th, 6 to 8, trading card nights. 2 of them for each store, okay, in Dauphin and Brandon, and get those trading cards for $1.50 with the purchase of any beverage. Flatbread pizzas are 2 for $12. Look for the spicy rosé chicken and holiday smile cookies. Get your order in. They return on November the 18th. Order now at timhortonswestman.ca. Congratulations to our friend Andrea Epp. Andrea got a community recognition award from Assiniboine College last week. We posted that on our Facebook page yesterday. People still congratulating her. Would you do me a favor? Go congratulate her. She's so awesome. And Andrea, of course, is the owner, manager, the person in charge at Epp Law Office, where they believe in forming lasting relationships while taking care of your legal needs. Real estate, corporate law, estate law, they've got it all covered for you at Epp Law Office, 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC on 18th. Kuiper's Family Bakery, cinnamon buns, sausage rolls, pizza buns, anything baked. They've got you covered. Give yourself a treat. Hump Day is coming fast. Kuiper's Family Bakery is your family bakery. Cinnamon buns, monster cookies. Oh, man. Monster cookies would be good to be chomping on Halloween. It's It's trick-or-treat day. Who doesn't love Cookie Monster? And Monster cookies are pretty awesome at Kuiper's Family Bakery. Pick some of those babies up. Hamburger, hot dog buns, loaves, you name it. They've got it for you at Kuiper's Family Bakery at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasty's. And our friends finally at Auto Fashioned. Scratches, dents, hail damage still hasn't been done because, you know, you've had too much going on, or you've been put in the queue with MPI and they're just getting around to it. Make sure that Auto Fashion is the place you go to for auto detailing. It's called fine auto finishing at Auto Fashion. And they'll also take care of your scratches, dents, any hail damage you might have. And they're very easy to find. If you can find Lady of the Lake and the North 40, you can find our friends at Auto Fashion who will take care of your vehicle needs. They would love to see you at 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet next to the car wash, both SGI and MPI accredited. Now, do I have kale in my teeth? That's the thing about kale. You're walking around. Hey, it's nice to meet you. Hey, welcome to our meeting. And people are like, oh, hi, Tyler. Oh, it's nice to meet you, too. Oh, what's wrong? Is everything okay? You've got a friggin' big green blob sitting right between your two teeth. How do you tell somebody that they've got kale in their teeth? Do you just come out and say it? Do you just come out and say, you've got kale in your teeth? What's wrong? Do you not have like a toothpick? Do you not believe in dental floss? What's wrong with you? No. I have a hard time knowing what to say. I certainly appreciate when others do, but I can never remember what they've said to me to tell me that I've got something stuck between my teeth. I used to work with one lady who used to tell me this. She'd say, can I fix you? And I'd say, what? And she'd say, can I fix you? Can I fix you for just a second? And I'd say, yeah. And then she'd say, here's some floss. You just, you know what? Here. And you'd be like, oh my God, I've got, oh, thank you. That'd be so appreciative. But maybe that's how we do it. Can I fix you? There would always be, you know, when your fly is down, can I fix you? Come here for a second. Zip. Oh, hang on. I wasn't all tucked away yet. Uh-oh, there's something between my teeth now. Are you sure? I need my phone. What? Gotta check the mirror. Check the phone. Oh, my God, there's a ton. Oh, it's awful. This is awful. Oh, my God. Could you see it? Could you see it on the screen, or was the microphone hiding it? Be honest. Oh, my God. Oh, caution with the kale. Oh, my God. It's a forest down there. I could see it. Oh, I apologize. How disgusting. I will have to issue a full apology on all social media channels for exposing you to the terrible greenness of my teeth. That was awful. Look at this. $2,000 US. You're looking at 3,000 Canadian for one ticket. The prices are a little bit better in Canada. You're paying in Canadian dollars, but it's still $1,300. November 23rd at Rogers Center is $2,300. Man, that's a lot of shows, though. That is show after show after show. That's a lot of shows. Good on her. She's working hard, but it's not like she's doing it for free. She's making some good cash. She's making some cabbage there. No wonder she could give $1 million to, you know, this dying fan and that dying fan. I mean, come on. She is bathing in cash. That is an insane amount of money. And good for her. If you can charge it and people pay it, then, hey, I'm not upset about that. What I'm trying to figure out is, what do people do for a living that pay for these tickets? I just can't get my head wrapped around that. Blessed Mama, how do you come up with that amount? And I'm thinking that you come up with that amount just based on what people are willing to pay. I think that they're using AI and special software now that can tell you that, okay, we're going to do like $800 on face value. And then we can, because nothing is set in stone. It's kind of like the price of a ticket on an airplane. We start out at $200 or $300. Then all of a sudden, ooh, half the plane is sold out. Jack up the price. Oh, three quarters of the airplane is sold up. Jack it up again. Jack it up. Jack it up. Well, we've only got about 10 seats left. Then start charging $5,000 because if people want it, they'll pay. Supply and demand. People want Taylor Swift tickets. Electricity is no longer included. What? So you stay at the hotel and you go to check out and you see at the bottom of your bill that there's a $12.95 energy fee. The Holiday Inn Express and Suites in Elko, Nevada has a $12.95 energy recovery fee plus a 3% credit charge, credit card surcharge. I can't believe it. Okay, so here's the hotel. And this looks like the new one that we have in our town. The Holiday Inn Express in Elko, Nevada, $13 US, it's about $20 Canadian, to access the electrical grid. Now, I've heard of weird things being charged when you stay at a hotel, like resort fees and parking fees. And anyway, they can charge you an extra couple dollars because they want to get you in at the lowest price. And then, oh, by the way, that did not include this charge and that charge and our cookie charge and our clean sheets charge. Is that what's going to be next? We got a clean sheets charge. A $13 charge for accessing power? Really? You know, it'd be funny. Is if you just, if, because how would they even know that you accessed the power? What if you brought your own generator to the Holiday Inn Express in Nevada and you just said, no, I'm not paying this charge. I can show you my generator. I parked close to the room and I fired up the generator in the back of my quarter ton and I ran an extension cord through the side window here and into my room. So I did not need your stupid, silly electrical grid, and I'm not paying your $13. The takeaway here is, okay, next time you stay at a hotel, always, and I mean always, go over your bill while you're standing in the lobby. Because here's the thing. Most people, oh, yeah, how was your stay? It was great. Here's your receipt. Some people don't even do that anymore. They like when you check out. This was a big thing through COVID. No contact checkout. We have your credit card number. Don't worry about it. Just pack your stuff and get the hell out. We'll take care of the rest. We'll just charge your card. Thank you for staying here. Then you get home and you open up your credit card statement and go, wait a second. I thought this hotel was a lot cheaper than what I'm showing up on the bill here. And you go to look online to look at the reservation. Oh, you look at the item line and go, okay, we didn't rent any movies. We didn't. I didn't have the vibrating bed where you like put money in. Nothing like that. It wasn't one of those fancy places. So what the hell is this charge? The charge is for the power. The power? So I always go to the front desk. I always check out. I don't care if there's a big lineup. I wait there. I want my bill. I'm old-fashioned. Give me my bill. Give me my bill, please. And I'm going to pay in nickels and quarters. I'm going to pay in cash. Sir, we hope you never stay here again. You have been the biggest pain in the ass by paying in nickels and quarters. What the hell is wrong with you?
Well, you're charging for the power, and so I'm just going to take my time. Here's a 20 cents, 30 cents, I gotta take a break, 40 cents, 50 cents.
Cindy says, my toilets aren't flushing. Sorry, there's an extra charge. Oh, man. Okay, that's fine. That's me. So then I'm checking out. You're going to charge for power. I'm running down the hallway, and I'm just like running past the cart where they've got all the toilet paper and the towels. You know what? I used to just scarf some toilet paper, wrap a few towels around my neck and walk out the door. Pens and pencils under both arms, pockets full of soap. Not anymore. I'm taking the whole cart. The whole cart. This is mine. It's mine now. Sir, come back. You can't take that cart. No, you charged me for power. I'm taking the cart and I'm taking this TV too. Put the TV on the cart and roll it out of the hotel and you're on your way. I paid for value, damn it, and I deserve value at this hotel. So many hands to go through.
I remember the days when you just hook up your horse to the front of the hotel and wander on into the saloon and say, I'm going to crash upstairs, send a lady of the night, and let's call it even. Okay. All right. I would holster my gun and wait for the sun to come up, have a sarsaparilla.
Those days are gone. Now it's technology and paying all kinds of fees, dealing with all kinds. Wasn't Expedia supposed to make our life easier? Wasn't it supposed to make it easier? It's made it more stressful and more fraud. God, you got to keep an eye on those credit card balances, I'll tell you. Well, happy National Cat Day. Thank you so much for sharing your pictures. Thank you for sharing your morning with me. It's always a lot of fun. I do appreciate it. And thank you, Sunseekers, for joining our ride where bright rays and good vibes collide. And goodbye for now, but it's not the end. We'll see you soon, like the sun. Once again, tomorrow at 7 a.m., we'll have more food, fun places. We'll try to be lighter on the mayhem with so much going on in the world. And in the meantime, picture warm thoughts. As the weather cools down, picture the warm thoughts. The sunny beaches are waiting for us. Have an awesome Tuesday. Thanks again. We'll see you tomorrow at 7, guys. Thank you.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS. That's KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.